Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a word of the day. Thwarting. Now, I had a phone that whenever you text, if you hit the THW, it said THE because the E's close to the W, it would always throw up the word thwarting. And I'm thinking, why would it do that? It's always... But... So, I wanted to talk about thwarting today, not because of my telephone, but because of the things that are going on in D.C. Thwarting is to thwart, is to oppose successfully, prevent from accomplishing a purpose. Now, we've talked about Congress, all of them, rhinos and Democrats, obstruction, obstructing the president at every corner. So we hear that word, obstruction, quite a bit, but not thwarting or thwart. So while the President of the United States is away working on negotiations for world peace, Congress, continues to battle their war against peace in the USA. Think about it. They're not trying to bring any calm. They're not trying to bring any common sense to anything. But they have a war against the present, which is truly against you, we the people. Even if you do not like this president, do you truly want Congress to wage such a plight as to combat his every move, the president of the United States? So much time is wasted in this political fight. So many people have suffered and will suffer as they accomplish nothing except their goal to thwart the president. Congress has a very limited job description. The branches of government are, as we've mentioned before, executive branch, which is the president, the legislative branch, which is Congress, including both the House of Representatives and Senate. Those are called chambers for Alexandria, because she doesn't quite understand it. Judicial is the Supreme Court or the courts of the land. But Congress has a limited job description. And the things that we see them do, the laws that we see them pass, that is part of their description, is to pass laws. But those laws have to be parallel with, going along with, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They are to protect your liberty, not restrict your liberty, which is what they do these days. Today, to be a good little Democrat, you must hate the president and all those who might support him. Or support his policies, even if it's one. You need to hate them if you're a good little Democrat. You must worship the murdering of children and call it women's rights, even by murdering a baby after it is born, at which time it is not about the woman's health. It's no longer about the woman's health. Not even one iota. Thwart. They thwart. Congress, instead of supporting the president, instead of working with him, they thwart and obstruct his every move. They have plotted a coup against him, against you. If you are not angry, I'm a little concerned. Democrats and the rhinos, we'll talk about that too, thwart. They thwart life. Babies are not deserving of life. They're not deserving of liberty. They thwart the truth, bringing known liars to their arena to testify against the president. They thwart the truth as they present these false accusations against the president as they try desperately to frame him. They thwart women's rights by supporting men above women in their own sports. And therefore, that will flow into the job arena. If you think it won't, you just wait. Transgender female pretenders are going to be taking the women's place in the sports, and they'll be taking the women's places in their jobs. One thing they will not do, I can guarantee it, they're not going to give birth. They thwart national security, ignoring the Secretary of Homeland Security, ignoring the head of our military regarding the legitimate threats at the border. They hate this nation. They love their money. They love their power. They believe themselves to be elite and above you and above me. Most people are above me, I'm short. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. That is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Do you have a good conscience? The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. That one's Edmund Burke. Now, we've heard the second part of this quote many times, but not the first part. Avarice, ambition, revenge, and lasciviousness would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Let me repeat that. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That is the quote from John Adams. If we the people, you and me, do nothing, we are equally responsible for the evil, for the fall of this nation, for the fall of it as a governing society, and for the fall of its people from God. Do you not cringe when you hear them speak of murdering a baby? Well, we'll put it aside and we'll make it comfortable while the mother and I discuss whether we're going to allow that baby to live. Now, let me put it again. When this baby is put aside, he's been born. He's no longer attached to that mother by an umbilical cord. That mother is over here, that baby is over there, and his survival or her survival has absolutely nothing to do with that mother's health at that moment, Lizzie. Because Lizzie Warren says that has to do with the women's health. She apparently has not given birth. I don't know. Do you not cry out for justice when you see a man being framed knowingly? Do you not cry out for justice when a youth is harassed or beaten because of a hat he wears or she wears? Do you think this is all okay right here in America? That's all right. Boys will be boys. Girls will be girls. Apparently not. The storm has to be you. This president is facing monumental thwarting from an elected body that passes laws to protect itself, laws against you that they don't even have to be concerned with. The thwarting is against this nation, against its God, against its Constitution, against its people. We the people should be angry, storming mad. Maybe it's time to thwart Congress and bring America home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we get into Congress right now, I'm pretty upset with Congress and the Republicans, and we're going to deal with that. But I want to talk a little bit about the president. I think he's getting overlooked here. He's making, this is huge, as they would say, as he would say, huge. He's meeting to bring peace across the world. And as we look at the cowards in Congress and what they're doing to the president while he is gone, it is disgusting. But what the president is doing is quite stoic. And, you know, whether anything comes of it, good or bad, is yet to be seen. But he's trying, which is more than we can say for Congress. This is coming from WorldNet Daily. No, not WorldNet Daily. Excuse me, the Daily Caller. Says the President Trump kicked off his second summit Wednesday evening, local time, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, Vietnam. Now, I watched some of this last night. I watched him enter the arena. I watched President Trump give a little speech, and it was good. Trump kicked off the summit in the similar fashion with the ceremonial handshake between the two leaders. Trump briefly took questions while shaking the North Korean leader's hand, saying of the summit, "I think it will be very successful," and that the two leaders have a great relationship. Now, you know, he throws that around quite a bit. But he does that because that's what he wants. They want to have a great relationship. That doesn't mean they're going to go, you know, out to the movies together and sit down and, play cards or whatever friends do. They're trying to bring peace and prosperity to their countries. The president was asked whether he would officially declare an end to the North Korean war, or to the Korean War, to which he replied, "We'll see," and reaffirmed his commitment to making the goal of the summit to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Shortly after, the two leaders were seen by reporters again seated across from each other with respective translators when Kim Jong-un spoke for the first time. This is the first time he spoke. Think about that. The title of this is Kim Jong-un kick off second summit in Vietnam. He actually did speak. It goes on in this article that Trump and Kim Jong-un were scheduled only for 20 minutes initially for a one-on-one meeting. But after they will be joining an expanded bilateral working dinner, which is scheduled to last 90 minutes. This is coming from the White House, Sarah Huckabee Sanders told the reporters. You know, this is a good thing that he's trying to do. You can hate his policies. If you want a socialist economy and a socialist government, you don't want to do anything. You want the government to do it for you, big old daddy government. Then you probably don't like President Donald Trump because he's shooting for independence and prosperity in America. The White House officials say the president will now seek to secure some sort of concrete commitment for the North Korean government to denuclearize. That's the goal. North Korea's economy is currently hampered by some of the most strict international sanctions in the world, hindering its ability to trade in international markets and subjecting the country to an effective blockade from the community of nations. So, he did mention that there is a possibility that they will ease up on the sanctions if Kim Jong-un comes through with some promises. One thing would be for them to have inspections. I think that was mentioned too. This is huge. No president has even attempted peace in this manner since President Ronald Reagan. And why is Congress against it? Why is the mainstream media against it? Why are they trying to thwart peace? Thwart peace? Why? Because their kind of government and their kind of power does not do well with peace. That's why. Well, we have, while the president's away, notice it, while the cat's away, the mouse shall play. Well, Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, are continuing to plot against the president and thwart his moves for peace, for national security. So the House rejects Trump's emergency declaration setting up a potential veto shutdown. So the House of Representatives, the Democrats yesterday pushed an unprecedented legislation through the House to block President Trump's national emergency declaration to steer billions of extra billion dollars, to his southern border wall. His southern border wall, not this nation's southern border wall, raising the prospect that Trump might issue his first ever veto to defeat the effort. It was a vote of 245 to 182, with all Democrats voting yay and 13 Republicans. 13 Republicans turned coat. They were turncoats on the president, on the people, on the border, on national security. 13 so-called Republicans. These are people you elected, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. You elected them to do your will, to protect this nation. Did you elect your representatives to go in there and battle with a president Is that what you elected them to do? Is that on their job description, battle with the president? We're going to give the names of these 13 Republicans. I believe we're headed into or already into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I go, oh, I do. I got two more minutes. I'm not reading my clock right. Excuse me. Well, let's talk about these rhino Republicans just a little bit for 2 minutes. I don't believe I can give their phone numbers out in 2 minutes, but by golly, you know what? I can probably give you their names. Let me see if I can find them. I could probably give you the names. I did have them circled at one point in time. Here they are. No, they're not. Here's the names. Here's the names. From Michigan, we have Justin Amash and Fred Upton. Those are from Michigan. From New York, we have Elise Stefanik. From Oregon, we have Brian Fitzpatrick. No, I'm sorry, that's Pennsylvania. Brian Fitzpatrick. Oregon is Greg Walden. And from South Dakota, we have Dusty Johnson. From Texas, we have Will Hurd, H-U-R-D. We're going to give their phone numbers here when we come back from this break. I don't have time here before we get. From the state of Washington, we have Jamie Herrera Butler. And we have Kathy McMorris Rogers. And from Wisconsin, we have James F. Sensenbrenner. James F. Sensenbrenner and Mike Gallagher. Those are the 13 who voted against the president. The 13 Republicans who voted against the president. Now, I also have, didn't we find the three names of the Democrats who actually voted for life yesterday? So, this is what we're going to do for the next segment. I'm going to give these names again. And I'm going to give you their phone numbers. And then I'm going to give you the three names of the Democrats who voted for life. And I want you to phone call them. And I want you to thank them. And I want you to tell these Republicans that voted against the president, no thank you. But when they do good, you need to acknowledge them. Now we're really going into a break. I saw a 6 and saw it an 8 whenever I was looking at the clock. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. Do you feel a little stab in the back when 13 Republicans vote against your president? 877-895-5410. And do you feel a little sickened when Congress votes to okay the killing of babies born alive? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. By the way, I want to tell my Facebook people, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. Thank you for being here with us today. All right. Being the storm means writing those letters. Being the storm means making those phone numbers. Being the storm means making your voice heard. The reason the middle of America, the rural America, the forgotten Americans are forgotten is because nobody hears you. So you need to make your voice heard, just like in the little Whoville. So here goes. Do you have your pencils ready? You can call me later in the office if you want a phone number for your representative or your senator. I've got them right here. I got a list. Got the names. All right. These are the 13 representatives, once again, who voted against the president. All Democrats voted against him. Every one of them. These are the 13 Republicans that decided to stab the president in the back and you. So here are their phone numbers. This is out of the state of Michigan. Justin Amash. He's of the 3rd District. His phone number is 202-225-3831. Once again, Justin Amash, 3rd District in Michigan. 202-225-3831. Fred Upton is the 6th District of Michigan. His number is 202 225-3761. Again, Fred Upton of the 6th District of Michigan. 202-225-3761. Then, we move on to the next state, which is Oregon. Hold on. Got to get there. Oops, nope. New York's next. Excuse me. New York, the 21st district, is Elise Stefanik. Stafanik. Republican from New York. Number is 202-225-4611. 202-225-4611. Like I said, you can call me in the office later if you're not getting these now. Oregon. Representative from the 2nd District is Greg Walden. Greg Walden voted to stab the president in the back over the emergency declaration for the border being an emergency situation. They've not done this for any other president. All the presidents have declared emergency, some declaring emergencies in another country, so we have to send them money. They had no problem with that. But they have a problem with him declaring an emergency here. Stop and think about that. 2nd District of Oregon is Greg Walden. His phone number is 202-225-6730. That's 202-225-6730, Greg Walden. Pennsylvania. In the 1st District of Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick. An Irishman knows better. 202-225-4276. That's 202-225-4276. That's Brian Fitzpatrick, the 1st District of Pennsylvania. South Dakota. Dusty Johnson. Says he's at large. I'm not sure. Dusty Johnson. 202-225-2801. 202-225-2801. Texas. Will Hurd. 23rd District. Now, you don't have to be from their district to give them a call. You know that, right? 202-225-4511. That's Will Hurd of Texas. 202-225-4511. By the way, all of them are 202, but I'll keep telling you. Washington State, 3rd District, is Jamie Herrera Butler. Her number, 202-225-3536. Again, Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. 202-225-3536. Then we have Kathy McMorris Rogers. You notice these women. Oh, these women. 202-225-2006. That's Kathy McMorris Rogers in Washington, 5th District, 202-225-2006. And Wisconsin, two more. James Sensenbrenner, 5th District of Wisconsin. James Sensenbrenner, 202-225-5101. That's 202-225-5101. Mike Gallagher of the 8th District of Wisconsin. 202-225-5665. Again, Mike Gallagher of the 8th District of Wisconsin. 202-225-5665. Those are the 13 turncoat Republicans that voted to stab the American people and the President of the United States in the back, giving him no chance, giving him no authority, leading with the Democrats to obstruct and thwart the President of the United States. Now, as we go through this, and we named all of them, you know, this is a stinging rebuke to the President by the representatives, by the House of Representatives. While the President is in Vietnam negotiating peace diplomatically, which is what they always say they want, they've chose to stab him in the back while he is gone and do all kinds of activity in D.C. You know, wasn't it time for Pelosi to take another vacation? All right. So now this bill, or whatever this you call this, resolution to thwart the president, goes to the Senate. So, we have, and I didn't look her up, I'll have to do that real quick, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski. She said she would back the resolution. I don't know why she thinks she has to say that, other than she had said one time she wasn't. Previously, her colleague, Susan Collins, had said she likely would support it, but she's not sure. You know, even Mitch McConnell, come on. Well, I'm not sure it's legal. Of course you're sure it's legal. Well, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. Then get out of Congress. Well, I'm okay if you're not being a lawyer, but get out of Congress if you don't know the Constitution. So maybe Susan Collins needs a little encouragement, because she has been voting against the president a few times. So I'm going to give her a number real quick. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Susan Collins. She's a Republican from Maine. 202-224-2523. 202-224-2523. People, be the storm. I'm trying to help you. Pick up those phones and make the phone calls. If you didn't catch the number, or you want to call your representative and you don't have the number, or your senator, give me a call in the office after the show. After the show. I won't answer it while I'm on. And that's 573-796-2166. 573-796-2166. Call me here, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I think this is very important. It's a very important time for you to make these phone calls. Now, I'm going to impress on you right this minute, and I can't give all those numbers to you. You're going to have to call me in the office or do a little Google search or World Wide Web search, whatever. We just say Google because that's the common name. Just do a search. If you don't know the phone number of your senators, because it says here, hours before the House vote, Republican Senator John Barrasso, a member of the Senate's leadership, told MSNBC in an interview that the legislation may actually pass the Senate. If that does, that leaves the president the option of vetoing it, which his advisors are telling him to do. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You need to call those senators, and you need to tell every single one of them, including Susan Collins, including Murkowski, stand with the president. This will be a repeat of every other time we've given the Republicans the majority. And they don't do what they say they're going to do, which is represent you. Stand behind the president. Now, we gave them the majority back in 2012 because we wanted them to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. And they didn't do it. To defund Obamacare, a national social health care program. And they didn't do it. It doesn't take a genius to figure out. They ain't working for you. They don't realize you're the boss. So you need to make those phone calls and kind of let them know in a nice way. I don't want you calling them and getting nasty. support this president. And quit being a coward while he's out of the country. Now, just like you need to hold them accountable when they do bad, you need to lift them up when they do good. There are three Democrats who voted for those babies. I don't know how else to put it. They voted for the babies. Democrat from Pennsylvania, Senator Bob Casey. Tell him thank you. His phone number is 202-224-6324. I'll give it again. Senator Bob Casey, 202-224-6324. And Democrat from Alabama, Senator Doug Jones. He loves babies. Say thank you for loving babies. 202-224-4124. That's 202-224-4124. And the third one is Senator Joe Manchin. He's from West Virginia, a Democrat from West Virginia, Senator Joe Manchin. 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. Those are the phone numbers of the three Democrats that love babies. Now, before I even picked out my word thwart for the show today, and I don't know how I come up with some of these things. I believe some of them are divine intervention, and some of them just may be the way my crazy little brain works. But as I'm searching for these articles, and I use lifenews.com quite a bit. And here comes this article about the House Democrats who blocked the request to vote on a bill to stop infanticide for an eighth time. I didn't realize it had been the eighth time. And the first sentence says, "This is the tenth time congressional Democrats thwarted an attempt by Republicans to vote on a bill that would provide medical care and treatment for babies who provide survived, failed abortions." No, they think they've got a mistake there. Who survived, failed abortions. The tenth time? Elizabeth Warren says and defends infanticide. I mean, these people are crazy. Don't let them babysit, whatever you do. Women should decide what's best for their health. Again, when you give birth to a baby, whether it's by C-section or normal, the baby is taken away from mother. The umbilical cord is cut. They're taken away from the mother. They're cleaned up and examined. They weigh them. They measure them. And the mother's over there finishing her job. They are no longer connected. Their health, the health of that baby, has nothing to do with the health of that mother, Lizzie. You kill that baby, and it's not going to make that mother's health any healthier. Because they're no longer one. They are two. They never were really one. They were just connected. You know, I don't get it. But the sincerity of the Democrats and those who believe in climate change, I don't get that either, do you? Because they don't live their threats. They don't live their predictions. They don't live what they're telling you to do. Well, there was a climate change hearing. It says House Democrats have made a climate change one of their principal focuses since taking control of the lower chamber in November. But three-party lawmakers failed to show up for a hearing on the topic of the House Natural Resources Committee subpanel. That was yesterday. Representative Louie Gohmert from Texas argued the topics did not fall under the panel's scope before requesting a roll call. So he didn't show up. And several others didn't show up. There's three of them. Because it doesn't mean that much to him, really. It's not that big a deal. And, of course, now they're trying to push some more gun control. And they're not allowing Scalise to show up. Because they know he's going to speak for the Second Amendment. All these things they want to do to you. It doesn't take a genius to figure out why they want to disarm you. Because they figure out, they know if you figure out how they've been thieving and robbing and cheating you, you might just fight back. The Venezuelans don't have a gun. They can't fight back. And they're starving. Taking food out of garbage trucks. That just made me sick last night watching it. Let's not be Venezuela. Let's be a storm. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.